What's been recommended to the members is that we look at changing the way that we do some of our campaigning. So that includes putting more of a focus on pubs, which are under greater threat than they have been at any point in the last five decades, with the numbers that are closing in Kent and elsewhere across the country. Traditionally, you know, we've represented people who drink real ale, but what we want to move more towards is representing all people who visit and who value the British pub, who recognise the community benefits that pubs have, recognise that it's part of Britain's tradition and Britain's heritage. In order to do that, we need to broaden our campaigning activity and recognise the fact that there are a lot of people who value pubs and share our desire to keep pubs open and keep pubs thriving, but perhaps don't exactly share our taste in beer. If these proposals are passed, CAMRA can go on and continue the work that it's done over the past nearly 50 years, over the next 50 years and beyond, because it will be able to continue its mission to promote good beer and promote pubs in a way that's reflective of modern society. My concern would be, if the proposals don't pass, that we might struggle to do that, because people increasingly look at CAMRA as an organisation that has more in common with the past than it does with the present day. I think that's often an unfair perception of us, but it's certainly the image that we have amongst many beer drinkers, amongst in particular many younger beer drinkers, and I think it's time that we need to address that and demonstrate to people that CAMRA does have a role today, it does have a role in the future, and we're up for that fight.